welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 6th of April 2024. The Bible reading today is Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me, since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Today's article, titled Uncountable Blessings, was written by Tanya Marlowe. Aged 19, I travelled in Zimbabwe and spent a memorable night camping out under the stars in the middle of the African bush. While I expected to identify a few more constellations than I'd seen in European cities, nothing could have prepared me for the impact of that night sky. I gaped in wonder. It was as if the heavens had become a dark sieve, with light pouring through the holes. I often think of that scene when I read about God telling Abram to count the stars. Despite his considerable blessings, Abram was despairing at his lack of legacy. All he wanted from God was the reassurance that he would have at least one child who would continue his line. God confirmed that he would indeed have a son and heir. But then God said something even more remarkable. Abram's descendants would be as many as the uncountable stars. Abram was asking God for a candle of hope, but God replied with millions of shining lights. When we pray, we can often think our requests are too much for God. This passage challenges that attitude. What if our hopes are not too big, but too small? God's goodness to us is abundant, and his blessings are multitudinous. May this realization spur us on as we come before God's throne of grace today. Let's pray. Dear God, who can do more than we ask or imagine, give me the courage to come to you with every issue in my life, trusting in your extravagant goodness. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.